soundtrack.
Hola, hola, hola. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. This is a podcast for the mujerpreneur where we get raw and real about going from surviving to thriving in our life and our negocios. Bienvenidas. Yo soy Marti Ángel, Latina Biz Coach, also known as the Empowering Latina Coach. Y yo soy su anfitriona para este show. I am your host for this show. Let me just remind you, though, that there are no coincidences in this world. There's no other reason other than you are meant to hear the message today. That's why you are here today. So I invite you to sit back, open your mind, open your heart to allow yourself to be empowered, motivated, and moved into action as you listen today. Quiero recordarles que no hay coincidencias en este mundo. Este mensaje que vas a escuchar hoy es porque lo debes de escuchar. Este es mensaje para ti. Again, I am Marti Ángel, and I just want to remind you que a veces hablamos español, sometimes we speak Spanglish, and sometimes we speak English. But as a Latina biz coach, it is my passion to work with the underserved, underprivileged, and underrepresented. But it is my purpose, mujeres, to help you, the Latina, bilingual and BIPOC mujerpreneur, gain clarity and focus on who you serve so you can up-level from brick and mortar to click and order and to begin to rock your six figures so that you can live your best life. I would love to be your coach, but today we have a message for you. Este podcast es para la mujer emprendedora donde nos ponemos reales acerca de lo que hemos pasado, sobrevivido y prosperado para salir adelante en nuestra vida y en nuestros negocios. Hoy este mensaje es para ti. So let's get to it. Hoy vamos a escuchar este mensaje. Vamos de una vez. Welcome to today's episode. Today, I want to talk to you about a topic that I am covering this week with my business students. Now, normally, I'm going to be dropping the podcast every Friday, but because I was at an entrepreneurial suite retreat, suite meaning successful women entrepreneurs empowering together, suite retreat last week, it kind of threw things off. So let me just say that I am so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. So welcome. Today we are here talking about an important subject. Now in español. Hoy es importante porque ahora vamos a hablar de algo que es muy importante si eres emprendedora. So basically, what I want to make sure to cover for you guys is the fact that, do you know the difference between a micro biz and a small biz? If you are a mujerpreneur, a solopreneur, or a wannabe, maybe you are not just yet there, but maybe you're just a wannabe. And I know that sounds horrible, but you might want to listen to this because it's important. Did you know that knowing the difference between a micro business and a small business is important because the classification can have a significant impact on the type of support, resources, and regulations that a business may be eligible for. So, and the reason that I love to go over this is because of the fact that it's also a little bit different if you are an affiliate marketer and if you are a network marketer. because truly you're like an independent contractor that way, but you're still, because you're an independent contractor and maybe you work by yourself, you don't yet have a team that you hire. And what I mean by team, not a team of, if you're a network marketer, not a team of distributors or team members, but people that you actually pay. That's how it's differentiated. Es importante conocer la diferencia entre una microempresa y una pequeña empresa, porque la clasificación aquí en los Estados Unidos puede tener un impacto significativo en el tipo de apoyo, los recursos y las regulaciones para los que una empresa, ya sea micro o chica, puede ser elegible. Okay. So the main important differences for you to understand between a micro business and a small business are as follows. And I go over this, like I said before, I teach this in my business class at the college, and the overwhelming questions that I get really made me want to do this podcast, because so many people call themselves small business owners and they're not, right? So let me go over this. A micro business is defined as a business with fewer than 10 employees, while a small business is usually defined as a business with fewer than 100 employees. Notice the difference. 10 employees, from 10 to 100, you're a small business. But anything under 10, you're a micro business. And why is that important? Well, let me go over the reasons that it is important is because of the revenues. Right? The revenues are reported in a different style. So a micro business typically has lower revenues compared to a small business. And those are important for when you write your profit and loss statements, for when you do your taxes, and all of the things that at the year end are important for you, whether you're a micro businesspreneur or a small biz, to do it. Es muy importante que empiecen a saber la diferencia. Here's the second reason. Ownership. Micro businesses are often owned and operated by a single individual called a solopreneur, while small businesses have multiple owners. That's general, right? That's general. That's not always the case. So don't, you know, get upset at me and say, nah, Marty, that's not true. I'm speaking in generalities, because usually, especially if you are a content creator, affiliate marketer, network marketer, generally you are a solopreneur until you get a team of people that you can help, that help you with posting and things like that, right? So you need to know the difference. It's really important for you to know the difference, because you might miss out on some of the resources. Okay, let's talk about the next reason, management. The next reason is different. The differences are management. Micro business owners are usually the managers. So micro businesses are typically run by the owner, who is responsible for all aspects of the business. While small businesses may have a more hierarchical, I laugh at myself. You have to laugh at myself. Hierarchical, yeah, I did. Yeah, hierarchical management structure, okay? So the hierarchy, the way that you structure the management is very different, a small business. For example, my husband, he's the CFO of a micro you know, a micro biz, and they have approximately, you know, a micro biz lending. So notice the difference. They lend to micro businesses and small businesses, but they, you know, he's a microfinance lender, right? So micro meaning very small. And they're technically a small business because I think they're 30 to 40 people strong right now. So it's very different, a micro biz owner as opposed to a small business owner. It's also critically important that you know the differences, because when it comes to having or getting or asking for support and resources, micro businesses usually have fewer resources and fewer access and less access to support compared to small businesses. As you know, as they're often way too small to qualify for certain programs and services. But for those of you that are a micro biz owner, you need to go out and find a microfinance lending company, right? One that will lend to micro biz owners. And it's important for you to be able to know. And once you find them, for instance, Accessity here, you know, in Southern California, it actually gives you services, not just, you know, services and programs that will help you go from a micro biz to a small biz, right? The other reason, one of the really, really important reasons that you need to know the difference is because of the regulations. The regulations for a micro biz owner, amigas, chulas, because you're going to face different regulations and legal requirements compared to a small business. A small business, you know, they're considered in a different category of business. So those regulations are critical, important for you when you do your taxes, important for you when you do your profit and loss statement. Now, the question I get asked all the time is, Marty, I'm a solopreneur. Do I need a profit and loss statement? Absolutely. Absolutely. If there's ever a time you need a credit card, a $20,000 credit card or something, there, and you're a micro biz, you're going to be asked for a profit and loss statement. You know, as a small business, well, by that time, you're probably already hired an accountant and a bookkeeper. But as a micro biz owner, we are everything. We are the accounting department. We are the bookkeeping department. We are the marketing department. We are the, you know, the affiliate department. We are the customer service department. All of those we are. And so it's important, unless you're a network marketer or affiliate marketer, then you've got all that built in. But the regulations are still the same. So understanding, amigas, understanding the distinction between a micro biz and a small biz can help you, the mujerpreneur, make more informed decisions based on your business needs, about the type of business maybe you want to start, about the type of resources that you're going to need, and what about the regulatory environment in which you're going to operate that business, right? So it's really critically important that you understand the differences. You know, it's so funny. I'm a network marketer. I'm an affiliate marketer as well. And I am, you know, an entrepreneur, a mujerpreneur. I have courses. I'm an author. I'm a speaker. And for all of those, there is a, you know, every source of income that comes into me, I need to have a profit and loss statement based on the actual entity that those businesses are are wrapped in. For instance, I have three LLCs. I have a flow through, you know, LLC. I have a flow through, you know, corporation. And it just, it's important for you to realize that you need to know the regulatory environment in which you're going to operate. Especially too, if you are a, you know, a solopreneur, okay, an independent contractor. So now, with what I just shared with you, con todo lo que te acabo de explicar, I want you to think about this and answer, are you truly a small business or are you a micro business owner? And so understanding the distinction is going to help you succeed financially. Comprender la distinción entre una microempresa y una pequeña empresa puede ayudar a los empresarios y empresarias y mujerpreneurs como ustedes son a tomar decisiones informadas sobre el tipo de empresa que desean iniciar. O tal vez necesitas más recursos y sabiendo qué tipo de empresa tienes, es importante que sepas que hay recursos para las dos. Y el entorno regulatorio en que abriste tu negocio, en que estás haciendo negocios, ¿verdad? Es importante. El entorno regulatorio es algo que necesitas saber la diferencia en cuanto te pregunten, ¿eres una microempresa o eres una empresa chica? Así que ahora, déjame preguntarte, con esto lo que acabo de explicar, si eres propietaria de una pequeña empresa o una empresa chica, una microempresa o una empresa chica. So that's the difference, my friends. And that is why I love being a coach, right? I love being a coach because I love to educate many of you. Now, let me ask you this. I'm a podcaster as well, and I know that I have a lot of, you know, colleagues that are podcasters as well. And perhaps they're monetizing their podcast, but they're still the ones that they do everything, right? So they don't have a team. Again, even as a podcaster, more than likely, as a podcaster, you're going to start out as a micro bizpreneur. So keep that in mind so that when you need a loan or when you need resources or when you need support to grow your business, you need to know the difference. So I hope you found value in this. Amigas, chulas, emprendedoras, let me remind you that if you have any questions, please leave me a comment below. If you're watching me on the YouTube channel, remember to subscribe, hit the bell so that you know when I'm coming on live. I try to go live here. Usually every Friday I go live and then the following Friday the podcast drops on the audio. Wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, you can listen to it there or you can listen to it here on the Coach Marty Angel YouTube channel. But leave me a comment with any questions and I will answer them. And let me just say, if you found value in this and you know someone else who may benefit from hearing this information, then would you please help me out and share it? You know, take the link, copy the link and share it out. And when you share it, it helps me grow as well. And that's what I want to do. My quest in life is to touch as many mujerpreneurs as I possibly can because it is my passion, but it is my purpose to help all the mujerpreneurs that I serve get to their six-figure income. Now, en español, si encontraste valor en estas palabras y esta información y conoces a alguien más que podría beneficiarse al escuchar esta información, asegúrate por favor de compartir la liga, porque cuando compartes me ayudas a ayudar a muchas más emprendedoras a crecer. So I am so truly humbled and deeply appreciative of all of my loyal viewers and listeners. This is Marty Angel, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. As always, yours in health and wealth. Thank you so much for listening. Que tengan un bonito día. Have a beautiful day. Namaste.
This episode brought to you by Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. The Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask locks in intense moisture to perfectly prime your skin for restful sleep. Apply this relaxing hydration serum several times a week to pamper yourself and radiate your healthier looking complexion. Sheet masking is all the rage right now. Make it a regular part of your healthy skincare regimen today. Celavive Hydrating and Lifting Sheet Mask. Click the link below and get yours today.